Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Walasoff. And we are talking with Maria Gia Montalbano.
Wow, I like the way you say that.
From the town of North Hempstead, and she's discussing Funday Monday. And honestly, I've went a couple of years. I mean, every year I've gone to one or two of them. And it really is. And going back to Ruth's conversation, you can definitely get in the middle of something, even if you don't know anybody, and you'll wind up meeting somebody with one of the activities that she is talking about. You're not going to walk over to a table of six people and sit yourself down because they came as a group or a clique. I mean, there's cliques all through life,
right?
And some of them you don't break into. But in a Mahjong class, not a Mahjong class, in a Zumba class or something, you get involved. Next thing you're talking to the man and lady next to you. Let's go over and get a glass of coffee or something. Then you met somebody.
Yeah, you know, John, I feel like if a senior has gotten themselves out of the house and gotten themselves to the beach, that's the hard part.
Right, I agree.
You know, mingling. And I noticed that because I live in the town. I'll be out grocery shopping or running errands in the community, and I run into some of our seniors. They are always so much happier at the beach. You know, they smile, they're more embracing, you know.
Well, it's like a mini vacation.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is. Eight times in the summer, a little four-hour vacation.
I have one question that that I thought of.
Okay.
There are many activities going on a particular Monday. Can somebody spend time at one activity and then go to another?
Sure. We try not to have two things that are in competition, mm-hmm. two activities that are in competition with each other. The Zumba and the line dance are both at 10 o'clock, but all of the other classes are not in competition with each other. And also, for example, like Mahjong goes on for like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So you can still, you know, participate in both on some level. And some things are concurrent, but what we try to do is to have activities for different interests and people who have different levels of activity. So, for example, you know, if you're doing line dance, chances are that you are able-bodied and you can do that activity. But our coloring, our craft, and our games that we're introducing this year, those are for people that have, you know, less dexterity or less ability to walk.
What about the games? What kind of games are you introducing?
Okay, so there are two types of games. There are board games that you can come and borrow and sit with your friends and play. And then this year, for the first time,
the first time. What T-shirt? Come on.
Well, no. If you come, there will be wet T-shirts. They will be wet. They just won't be on the people. So this is, it's kind of, people have to have faith in us because it's the first time we're doing these games. Again, we did a 20-minute pilot at Yes We Can with the class that actually comes very regularly to the fall prevention.
I like how you
class.
Rehearse everything.
We do.
So you're prepared.
Because, you know, sometimes you think something's going to go one way.
Right.
These are games that involve walking around, perhaps. I'm not going to give away exactly what they are. But they're fun games. And they don't require fine dexterity or anything like that. You will be standing up. You might be walking around. You might be doing the activity with a partner. We try not to do too much touching. People do have their
boundary issues.
You know, boundaries. They're, right.
Actually, I'm just going to interrupt you. You said dexterity. That's something that Project Independence, Gia, everybody, no program is going to be put together that it requires agility, that you could trip, or everything is senior safe, 100%.
It is. We're very mindful of that because nothing can ruin an activity like someone either being afraid of participating because it's above their level.
Or being injured.
Or actually being injured,
right.
You know. So these games are fun. Again, I'm not going to give away what they are, but all I can tell you is, it was 20 minutes of laughter and fun.
Oh, good.
And
what is the date
where
you're going to have games?
August 6th. I have a calendar for you here. Calendar of activities. August 6th is when we are doing the games and the craft. So that someone who participates in the craft, then it has to dry for a while so they can come on over to the games.
Okay.
It's going to be on the basketball court.
It sounds wonderful. It really sounds wonderful.
There is a bus that goes from the Great Nick Senior Center.
Oh,
So, I mean, just getting to the, that far, then that, you're not going to be there for the 10 o'clock. I don't know what the buses get there by 11-ish.
No, the buses try to get there by 10.
Oh, okay.
And if it, there are a lot of people
on the bus.
But
I see you have the Hempstead Harbor Trail Walk at 9 a.m.
Yes,
on August
it gets too
20th.
Hot in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And we're mindful that we provide water for the people who will do the walk.
We really thought of everything.
We try. That's why we're Project Independence.
Now, just you started, but we cut very quickly at the end of the first break. No, your big one at the end with the car show. I mean, that's an event.
Oh, yeah. So that one has grown over the years. Every year we added something. It used to be just eight weeks and then just the end. And then we thought, the seniors are always so sad that last week, that last Monday. It has become such an essential part of their summer. And one thing that they fear is, sometimes the economy is not good. Seniors would say to me, they're going to cut this program. Who knows if we'll see you next year, and
that must make you feel uneasy, too.
It was very sad because my first year, I actually built a relationship with the seniors. 8 weeks there, you get to know them. And so it was sad to see how it was turning out. And we decided, let's end on a big note. What can we do? And this is, the official title is Hometown USA, a celebration of American traditions. And so, hot dogs, cotton candy, popcorn, classic car show, and the things that seniors will share with you when they see a car and was like the first car they owned. It's such an emotional thing for them.
Right.
And we also have a craft and traditional craft and hobby show where the wood carvers, they will come and they will lay out, a display of what they've carved, and then they'll be sitting there carving. You have questions. The HAMS, Hempstead Harbor Air Modelers Society.
Okay.
They come with their planes, and one time they tried flying a helicopter. It was a little windy. We had the model yacht club there. We have had crocheters, knitters, all kinds of activities.
Mm-hmm.
The Port Washington Senior Center was there once with their art club, and they were drawing and painting. So we want to create, maybe not going way back to the 1800s, but something of what is the American tradition.
It sounds almost like the play that we just heard about.
Yeah, it's true.
The Colonial Times.
Yes.
And what about the farmers market?
So, we've been very fortunate. We've had Young's Farm.
Is that the last one only, or it's everyone? The farmers market.
No, it's every Monday.
Oh, it's every Monday. Okay.
Every Monday. The beauty of this is that...
Is it 10 o'clock or 10:30?
Well, he gets there at 10:30, and he's there for a while, either until he runs out or until, it's time for him to go. He may have another engagement, but definitely for at least 2 to 3 hours, he is there. The amazing thing about a farmers market is that literally at 6 o'clock in the morning, those fruits and vegetables are on the plant. He goes out, he picks, he loads, and he comes to the beach. It's organic produce, and it costs you not more, in many cases, less than what you would pay in a grocery store.
Oh, so wonderful.
Very
fresh. He sets up like you're picking. I want tomato or I want lettuce or whatever he has.
No, it's whatever is in season, whatever is grown right there on the farm.
Oh, so he brings that day.
August.
I don't know if all of the corn is from his farm. Sometimes there's such a demand for the corn, but it's definitely from Long Island, and that... There is such a demand for that. That goes very quickly.
I can understand that.
Yeah, but definitely the tomatoes are amazing. Nothing like what you would buy in a supermarket.
Right.
I
think the farmers market has to be very popular.
It is. It really is. They're the regulars now that expect it. They're like, okay, I can keep this fresh for 3 days.
Well, that is true, though. When you get something from a farmers market, I mean, sometimes you buy some of these things in the supermarket, not knocking it. Like 2 days later, and I hate wet lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
And I took it. It's like, I'm not eating this. So my wife will start picking at it. It's like, I'm not picking nothing. Just throw it away. Whereas, you get something fresh.
Right.
A week later, that lettuce is still good.
Still there.
What a difference.
I just put the whole root in water, and it stays fresh even on the counter. I don't have to refrigerate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The lettuce stays very fresh. His great kale, there's a demand for his kale. Again, like string beans, that kind of thing, when it's in season, that, you know.
Everything in yeah. season.
Right. The reality of the supermarkets is how long the produce has to travel mm-hmm. before it gets there.
And it's frozen, then it's thawed, and whatever. Not always, but, you know, it's it's a shame because you get those I love the multicolor salads. They those seem to go fast, though. I mean, fast, like,
right.
you know, you don't need it to do in a day or two. And I'm one of those people, I want it today and then maybe 5 days from now. It's mush.
I'm getting hungry just listening to all this.
Well, the market, the farmer's market is to counteract all of the things that we're selling at our snack bar, like Twinkies and, and cupcakes and
so that's in like competition that. With the snack bar.
Well, we like to say that it's balanced, right? The snack bar is going to drive up your diabetes, but all these fresh vegetables are going to clean right. out your arteries.
Try to lower your sugar then.
Right. There you go.
No, but it really is. I mean, Fun Day Monday is tremendous. And you know what?
Fantastic.
It's so funny.
It sounds riveting.
And Ruth is getting much more involved. But the point is, Project Independence still, and I don't understand how, is not known by so many people. And Fun Day Monday is not known by so and different things, everything, even the radio show. You know, more and more I'm hearing people, I listen to on the radio, or, you know, or some information from the Christina Lu show on the radio. But it's just... It's amazing. I just can't. I don't even have an answer. All the talking that we seem to do about it, that somebody will say, oh, they have something on the beach on Mondays? It's like, yes.
And it's not even from people who have just moved into our community.
No, no.
So I even at, you know, Yes We Can, I'm there. I'm not there July and August, but I'm there the rest of the year and working with people who are involved in the community. And I'll say, you know, by show of hands, how many people go to Fun Day Monday? And there's always a number of people who are saying, Fun Day Monday, what's that?
Right, right, right.
I know. So we can tell the people about it now. Exactly. And so I'll tell my friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because really it's a fun, you know, weather permitting, as I said, otherwise Gia says it goes to Thursday. But and then there's no, you know, you go down there at 10. If you're not going by bus, you go for 45 minutes. You want to leave, you leave. It's, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you could go for a specific activity and not stay all day. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people come for the entertainment. We list what the entertainment is, and some of our entertainers have a following, and they will come.
Do you have entertainment every Monday?
We do.
For example, what kinds of entertainment?
So here on our schedule, let's see. On August 6th, we have an Elvis impersonator. On August 13th, we'll have the Memory Makers, formerly known as the, what were they known as? I'm sorry, I didn't put that down. But they seem to have a following. Yeah, they forgot, the Memory Makers. But on August 20th, we have the Aloha Dancers, and they are amazing Polynesian dancers, and it's interactive. They'll, you know, they'll bring the seniors up, put a grass skirt on them.
That sounds
it's good. It really is. It's fun. It's a party.
So what time is the entertainment generally?
So from 10 to 11 under the entertainment pavilion, we have the line dance, and then after that, the entertainment comes on, and it goes until 2.
Unfortunately, that's it. We're out of time. This is wonderful. Thank you, Maria Gia, so much for coming.
Really, thank you, John. Thank you, Ruth.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.